This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Thank you, man. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man, I didn't know how I did it last week, man, but, man, I couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, you really get used to doing things a certain way.
Yeah, because, I was telling you the other day, you know, I've done this show by myself. I've done it by myself so many times, but, I got used to having you on my side, man, and we have that yin and yang, you know, connection, and we always bring unpredictability to the show. It's just something different, and everybody loves it, and we love everybody that listens to us on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Again, Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, man. And if you guys want to give a call to the Texans, Greg DeMarc, give us a call, area code 646-668-8672.
I think people would be shocked by how little we actually prepare. We know who our guests are. Sometimes we'll bring up like, hey, we can talk about this, we can talk about that, but we don't go into it. We don't go into how you feel about something or how I do. We'll just bring up something that's going on like, hey, we can talk about that, and we just talk about it. And I think that's what makes it so good, because it's real.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to script anything or go through anything like you just said, because our chemistry, like I said, it's like a yin and yang thing. Like tonight, we got the returning Capital Vices. Man, for the third time, man, Capital Vices are such great guests that, we're not going to have to talk about their career or anything like that. We're just going to shoot the shit, guys. You're going to get to know Capital Vices outside of knowing what they do in the ring.
Yeah, that's good. It's almost like another night off for me.
Man, I'm telling
skin
you,
and money, they don't need us to lead them. It's like Ian DeKay show.
Capital Vices could hold this show by themselves. They can actually, in a way, I think they can even outdo us, to be honest.
Capital Vices
are great.
Could.
They're great on the mics. They're great. You know what I'm saying? Capital Vices
and they know more
the books
than we do, too.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, man, Capital Vices, man, I'm going to try to, see if they want to talk about the times that, the times we hung out. I want to talk about that because those were some hella fight nights, man. To be honest, guys, I don't even know how the Texans made it home those nights. Those are crazy nights.
Dude, we need to ask
car flipover on the freeway and everything.
Bro, I was just going to bring that up. He just walked out of his house the other day. And there's a fucking car flipped over in the middle of the street by his house.
Yeah, I seen that video. Dude,
what the fuck?
He's always like in front of something interesting that's always happening. Like when he came to Detroit. He seen that car flip off of the freeway. and all the other stuff that he's seen. He does it all.
Unbelievable.
Yes, yes. Oh, listen, now, Brother Martez, what's going on, man? How's everything with you?
Man, everything is good, man. I had a busy day. So much is going on behind the scenes right now that I really can't talk about for another few weeks. But everything is going good.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, because can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're pretty close to solidifying our spot for our WrestleMania viewing party. So you'll be hearing about that in a couple weeks. So
that's nice. And I we will be there. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast will be in the house with the rest of the Open Talk Radio 313 the Flash family. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Oh yeah.
I got some news a little bit ago.
And a good good thing about this year's WrestleMania is that it will have the return of us fans to WrestleMania. Where last year we had zero people at WrestleMania. Now that's record breaking. You might as well say last year's WrestleMania because there was zero people in the building.
Exactly. It was sad.
Yeah, it was pathetic.
We were all on the air when it was happening. We were all there. We lived through it. We lived through this pandemic where there was no fans and no sports, and especially in the wrestling business, that's hard to do.
Yeah,
and not have fans because the fans are what the the wrestlers do what they do the best. It's wrestle. That's the
wrestling
main thing
stayed relevant
in the word wrestling
in this area all summer.
And just for the crowd, you know, the crowd is what makes a show, a Raw, SmackDown, NXT, NXT. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
the crowd is what brings the hype to the show.
Right. And no, Greg,
the
was going to say
the first show
something.
That was canceled was here in Detroit. WWE's first canceled show
was
here.
Yep. They owe us a show,
me
man.
Me and Martez were supposed to go to that show.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to go to Pizza Populous and everything.
I forgot all about that.
I thought it was, I thought it was a big joke when they said that they canceled. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I was like, hell no. It couldn't be, but it ended up being. And they didn't even give us a refund for the damn ticket.
Nothing, man.
What?
No, they didn't give us no refund for the ticket, no nothing.
Oh, hell no.
I'm serious. They fucking hammed us, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They hammed us like a mother.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a $60 ticket. I paid like $70 altogether with the taxes and everything. They took mine and Martez's money and everybody else's money. Like, nope. Y'all ain't got nothing. No show, no money, no refund, no nothing.
Yeah, our friend Jason Wirth and his wife Carrie, they were taking their sons to WrestleMania for their middle son's birthday. And to me, that was the most heartbreaking thing. And it just shows what good parents and how mature their kids are because they understood and they took it well. But it's so unfair that, that was planned for so long and they had to miss that.
Yeah. Shoot. But, yeah, man, anybody want to get on the line with the Texans and Greg DeMarc or even Martez? Because Martez, area code 646-668-8672. What's up, everybody? Jason, where you at, brother? What's going on, everybody? Hit us up.
Shout out to our friend Zeke. He made his return to reffing at IBW last weekend.
Yes, 1, 2, 3,
and
Zeke,
shout
what's
out
going
to...
on, man? If we miss you guys.
Shout out to our good friends at the Pro Wrestling Edge, Dan Brewer, Nick the Gooch, Big Kaz, and Josh.
We
love you guys, man. Thanks for your love and support. And I personally want to thank the whole wrestling community who has come out in droves in support for me and what I'm going through right now. Really means a lot.
Well, yes, we love everybody in our wrestling community. I can say that on air, off air, in face, on Facebook, whatever it is. We can always say that, brother, because our wrestling community, we love each other. And there's, like John Moxley said, even on one of his promos, that I love that promo from John Moxley. To me, that was one of John Moxley's best freaking promos in his career. And he was talking about how wrestling is like a family. Wrestling is a community where we love each other, and it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not fake love. Like you know what I'm saying, no homo, no nothing like that. But it's all love. It's all love. You know, and look how everything happened with us on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. It was off of wrestling, friendship, and brotherhood. I'm going to say it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Greg, we met through wrestling. Martez, we met through wrestling. And, man, we became brothers to the very end.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm serious, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, ain't no fake stuff over here. You know, we genuine.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all.
Yeah, it's real over here, damn it.
Listen, the dedication that you guys have, man, like Southwest, I know you go through things in your life, man, but you still come and do this show. And then, Greg, what you going through right now, man, I'm amazed you're still here. I mean, I'm amazed you're doing this show today. Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're doing this show, number one. I just don't know, man.
Man, I'm not going to lie. Tuesday, that I paid for that. I overexerted myself a little on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But it was fun, man. And, you know, I miss it. It's lonely up in here, man. You can't have no visitors here in the hospital. They are, you know, I'm sitting here with two giant half-inch tubes stuck through my ribs and into my lungs. Which I just got the news a little bit ago that these are going to be removed tomorrow morning, and hopefully within the next couple days,
brother.
I'll be, you know,
amen,
going back home.
Well, that's good, bro.
Man,
I think my cigarette smoking career is going to be behind me.
Yeah, that needs to be done, brother. I'm happy and proud of you for that, man. And like I said, we've known each other almost 3 years, going on 3 years, brother. And, man, I know how your smoking habit is, and I know how it's going to be hard to give it up. But
three
you're
packs
a strong
a day.
Person, and you know, I love
so,
you. I love you as a brother at the end of the day, man. And I want to see you live for many more years because you got a grandson on the – oh, everybody on the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flag, me and Greg, I'm having a son. And Greg DeMarc is having a grandson. They're almost a week away from each other.
No, granddaughter.
Awesome.
We're having a girl. We got
what?
A granddaughter coming.
Dang, that's great. That's awesome.
Yep, Alina's having a girl.
Greg, we're going to have to train them to be wrestlers, and we're going to have the first ever intergender tag team. Oh, that's going to be great.
Man, that's I'm looking forward to it.
That'd be great.
Yeah, remember Day-Day last year when you came to me about quitting smoking? I was like, bro, you got this. You don't even smoke much. And we were doing the show, and let me get a cigarette. And I just give him the finger like, fuck you. Nah, bro.
Yup,
nah.
Now it's my turn.
Now it's your turn. The shoe is on the other foot.
Yeah, brother, and I got your back all the way. And you already know this.
Full circle. Full circle, man.
Yes, sir, it did. Yes, it did. And we got something to work for, too. We got your granddaughter. We got my son. And, man, we're going to have to – you're going to have to be holding double – like a double stroller or, like, having one in the back, one in the front while I'm recording. You're going to be holding my son. Or maybe, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have to FIO this. But as Stephen Marrero
said, we may still have a double stroller in the shed somewhere.
Huh?
We may still have a double stroller in the shed somewhere.
Well,
those
we need to bring that sucker out,
dude.
Because
even if you don't have two kids, they're nice to
your
have.
Your granddaughter and my son is on the way, and they'll be here in July. Right around the corner,
but
and right in time.
We're talking about due
this,
dates
right
within a week
for the
of one
we
another.
Made on this podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about due dates within a week of one another, too. I mean, like, this is going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
First,
and then we're gonna have to
looking like between the first and second week of July for both of us.
Yep, man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing, man. I'm excited, and I'm Man, I've been doing so much OT at work, boy, because them diapers ain't going to buy themselves.
That's right.
And then my son, then you know what? We're going to have to buy them custom-made belts, Greg. We're going to have to buy them the battle till bedtime tag team titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, that's funny. I was just saying that earlier.
Pink strap, and my son's going to have the blue strap. We're gonna have to go get them belts made.
I've been spending damn near $800 a month on cigarettes. I was just telling my son earlier, I'm going to start buying 2 wrestling belts a month. And he's like, he laughed at me. I'm like, no, bro, I'm dead fucking serious. He's like, why? I'm like, listen, the last $10,000 I smoked in cigarettes, I have nothing to show for it, dude. I took those cigarette butts, I threw them in the trash. I said, the next $10,000 I spend, we'll be sitting on a shelf.
You're going to mean something. Yep. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, brother. Hell yeah. And I'll tell you, man, like, no lie, ever since I stopped smoking cigarettes, man, my body feels so, oh, so good. Oh, so good. And you're going to love it, brother, because every breath is like, it's fresh. I mean,
love is a collapsed lung. That absolutely sucks,
dude,
shit.
Dude, I know. And that's why I'm saying that it's my turn to help you out like you helped me out. It's my turn.
I wouldn't wish this on somebody I don't like, you know?
Because you're my brother, man. And like I tell you day in and day out, and I tell you on the air and off the air, man, I wouldn't have nobody better than to do this podcasting with you. And that's the truth.
Thank you, man. I enjoy doing it with you.
And man, I'm telling you. Well, you caught Raw this week, and I caught some of it. Did you actually catch NXT?
No, I actually did watch AEW last night, though.
Oh, okay. I caught a little bit of AEW and Jesus Christ, NXT last night. I actually caught a little bit of both, and they were pretty good shows.
NXT?
I liked it. You said what?
What happened on NXT?
Well, I think what's going to happen, main thing I think is going to happen, because I didn't, like, I was dozing off, had a long day at work, but they're going to create a new Undisputed Era with Finn Balor. And I think what's going to happen is, because I think Bobby Fish is out on injury, and I think that Finn Balor is going to kick out Adam Cole as the leader and become the new leader of the Undisputed Era and possibly call
That's
it
an
the,
awful
not
idea.
The Bullet Club, but call it the Club.
That's an awful idea.
I know, but that's what's going to happen.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I know.
Finn Balor and
O'Reilly tagged up last night.
They're actually.
I knew it was
going to
happen. I just didn't watch it. I watched AEW.
I don't know. That's what's happening.
Yeah, they battled Imperium. The Lorcan and Birchall. But yeah, I watched AEW. It looks like Hangman Adam Page might be about to be affiliated with Matt Hardy.
Yeah, I seen that with Matt Hardy. Yup, I seen that too. I watched that part. I seen that part.
And then
I was actually like back and forth.
Yeah, and then we had Young Bucks Dark Order main event that the Bucks went over.
Oh,
no surprise there.
That shouldn't have never happened.
Well, the Young Bucks and the Good Brothers against the Dark Order, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a little more to it than I portrayed there.
Okay. But yeah, it was pretty good though, man. I enjoyed both. Like I said, I dozed off a little bit on both as I was like switching channels. I would doze off for a little bit, wake up and catch a little bit glimpse of something, you know what I mean? And then switching over to NXT and doing the same thing. Like Leon Ruff and Kushida faced off against the Young Grizzled Veterans. That match was fucking fire, dude. That match was hard-hitting and everything. The Young Grizzled Veterans.
I can't believe
Grizzled
they would have a
veterans,
character named Leo Rush. I
Leon
can't believe
Ruff,
it. We had this conversation. Like, of all the fucking things in the world, you could have called this fucking guy. You're going to call him something that sounds just like Leo Rush? He's Leon Ruff. Like, Leo Ruff? What the fuck?
Leon Ruff.
No,
he's a dollar
said,
store version, but you know what? To be honest, I mean,
he's good though, and it is.
He's
like,
good in the ring.
He's got this reputation of being dollar store Leo because they did that to him. The fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I mean, but still, I mean, but you got to give him love. He's from Detroit. He's from Detroit.
I guess, bro.
Not
I've never fucking seen
excuse,
the guy.
But that's like love.
I've never
lying.
Seen or heard of the guy around here. I'm just saying.
Who knows? Maybe, hey, who knows? I mean, maybe he
traveled
around somewhere. I'm
the
not
vices
sure.
When we get him on, if they know him from around the business, because they say he's from Detroit. Motherfucker, I don't know you. And I know Detroit's scene, you know. I don't know you, Dollar, you know, Wish Leo Rush.
Leon.
No, that's
Leon
me. Because I really like
him, Leon
this
Rush.
Guy. They just need to call him something that, plus, he's a little skinny black dude.
Okay,
he kind of resembles Leo
okay.
Rush, is my point.
Yeah.
And you're going to call him Leo Rush? Or...
No, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, who knows? Who knows? They should have did something different with him. But, I mean, the dude's skinny as shit, too, though. Dude's skinny as shit. And then he couldn't even fit the North American Championship around his waist. But, I mean, he's a good wrestler.
No, he's good.
He's been the cruiserweight.
But if you ain't from Detroit,
but
motherfucker, you better quit lodging.
A question I got to ask everybody right now, before our callers, call, our interviewees call in, before the Capital Vices entertain us all, who do you guys think is going to win the Royal Rumble this Sunday on the guys and women's side, both?
Leo Rush.
Oh, Leon Ruff is going to win. He's going to make the surprise entrance on the LAC roster and win the Royal Rumble and go for the WWE title. My God!
I heard Leo Rush do it for $200.
Fuck that shit. We ain't bringing that bum onto here.
Yeah, he took my money.
I heard he would win the Rumble for $200. He said, just give me $250.
$250? $199?
That's what I heard. I mean, just a rumor. I mean, I don't like to spread rumors, but, you know, I heard Leo Rush said he would come in and win the Rumble and, you know, main event Mania for like $250.
$250. He said $275 for all his time. So,
I think he
wants
$350
whatever.
With the Mania appearance.
And he's gonna bring his girlfriend to win the Women's Royal Rumble for the extra $25 to make it the $275. He's charging $250 for him. He's gonna let
he
his
said,
girl get $25 for
throw
the
Rumble. Throwing a hot dog and a handshake, and we got a deal.
That's all wrestlers get, really. He should know that. He should know that.
Hot
the hot
and
dog
handshake.
And handshake is all he's gonna get.
I just want to give a quick fuck you to our not friend Danny. We'll just leave it at that. If you know, you know.
Okay.
If you don't know, FIO.
We don't like,
fuck you, Danny.
Hey, we don't like the limelight anyway. We don't give a damn about your limelight, goddammit. You ain't the hottest thing since Shoestring anyway, bro. We done had Ricky Morton. Ricky Morton's a bigger name than you'll ever be, son.
Say, excuse me.
So kick rocks and flip-flops. You should know that where that you should know how that is from Puerto Rico, man. You kick a lot of rocks with flip-flops, so get to stepping.
Oh, we're awful.
We are.
We're gonna kick off our own show.
But this is the rated R, because if you're not rated R, you're not rated for the best in the show. So I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You gotta be rated R to come onto this show. Because if you can't take
that's
the heat,
right.
Go take the back seat.
But seriously though, like anybody who makes a commitment, like if you can't hold up a commitment, dude, shit happens. I completely understand it. It's happened on this show a million times. All you gotta do is drop a message, man, and there's no hard feelings.
That's it.
You know,
it's
and
just,
I'll just leave it at that. No matter who you are,
that's being professional.
I mean, you know, Congo Kong had to cancel.
Even if you got another commitment to do, let us know. That way we're not sitting there looking dumb, and we still put your ass over. We still put your ass over even if you weren't on the show.
Yeah.
But like we said, that's what we do. We put the wrestlers over because we understand. But
I wish somebody would put the guy over like Suge Knight put over Vanilla Ice back in the day at that hotel.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Jesus Christ. Fuck that shit. But our guests tonight are way better than Danny Limelight. So for tonight, we're sorry, Mr. Limelight, we couldn't scratch you back in. Well, you probably wouldn't have showed up anyway, but we have the Capital Vices, which are way more motherfucking entertaining than you'll ever be because
they always show up.
And that's what they do. Shout out to Crab Wrestling. We love Crab Wrestling, too. They're going to do big things.
They're always where they say they're going to be. I'll say that.
Yep. Say that. They say they're going to be here on time. That's what they're going to do because they're professionals.
Man, when we met these guys on air, they said they were going to be at Pro Wrestling All-Stars. They said they were going to challenge for the tag team titles. And I'd be damned.
And they did.
Those guys were here. Man, they did like a triple shot that weekend too, man. And the winners are the fans. We got to see the Vices here all summer long. And then, you know, guys like me and you were fortunate enough to be able to spend time with these guys. And, you know, the guys that they trained and ride with, Jesse and Mikey, you know. Yeah. Great bunch of guys, man.
Best guys ever, man, I'll tell you. But when them shots get in, shot. And then, oh, boy. Ooh. Chest, you grow a lot of chest hairs after you hang out with them. Shit. Tell you that much.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be able to do with this. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And they always bring on the radio, they always bring the smoke. They always bring the smoke to the show that's entertaining and electrifying.
Yes, they sure do. And I'm excited to talk to them again tonight.
Oh, I'm gonna see if Jason will bring out the story. Oh, I'm gonna text him right now. Let me text him right now. I'm gonna see if he'll do this. Oh, I'm gonna see if he'll do the story. Ooh, I want him to bring this story on air. Ooh, hold on. Hey, Greg, try to take Martez. Can you take over with Greg for a second so I can do this text message real quick?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to.
Martez, I'm sorry. That got carried away. I went a little further than I expected it to go, but I'm kind of sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm only sorry because I wasn't going to say much about it out of love for you, but
no.
Yeah.
No, you know, I appreciate that, man. One thing I want the people to know, who's ever listening, is like, we don't take no backseat for nobody. You know, it's nice to have certain people on, but if you screw us, man, that's the worst thing you can do because I feel like that's a slap in the face. And Leo Rush did that.
That was actually a slap in the face.
It's unacceptable and unneeded. I mean, we're completely understanding, man. We understand people are being generous with their time. And, you know, and we're trying to be generous with ours in the way of promoting other people. And we just want everybody to get over it. It's in the theme song, you know. We're just trying to put everybody over. And it would have been no different. And, I mean, now I got a sour taste. And, you know, I don't fault us at all for that. I mean, there was confirmation made with you. And, I mean, that should at that point would have been the time, I'm not sure. Maybe I can't make it. Maybe we'll have to reschedule. And much more than all
or
that.
Or maybe I have another
special arrangement.
Another thing I got to go on.
Yeah, but not to even get
special
a reply.
Special arrangements
like,
were made.
And it's been like,
him.
Look, four,
special arrangements
like,
were made.
And it's been like 3 days since and no reply. I mean, I understand things happen, but I mean, I see him on Twitter and Instagram liking people's posts. So I mean, you can see your email. I'm pretty sure he saw his email and saw the email I sent him. So it is what it is.
It is. And what it is fuck him. That's exactly what it is.
Fuck that guy. Fuck the line.
Sorry, Martez. See, you guys might not notice it. Martez isn't that rated R guy. He's PG at best. You know what I mean? You don't be dropping all them F-bombs and insults. He's not that guy. He's too nice of a guy for all that. But if you cross him, me and Day-Day will motherfuck you on his behalf.
And we'll put our foot in your ass and we won't give a rat's ass. Because that's what we do. We see you walking in the flip-flops and kicking it on the Rick Rocks.
It's good to have some goons. You got to have some goons with you, man. But
that's right.
I'm going to be quiet and turn the
show. Hey, we ain't just them goons. We them goons.
Yeah, that's going to be our next shirt. Martez's goons.
Oh, yeah, that's next what we're going to do. Hashtag Martez's goons.
No,
that's right.
Man. Y'all give
the
me
the shirt should
power.
Be coming soon. We got a message about him yesterday. Which I got to put the guy over. A7's the Big Bad Wolf, Sean Stockmeyer. Him and his lovely wife, Lisa. They own Face Kicked Apparel. They make the best merch in the business as far as I'm concerned. And they made some slight changes to the design we sent. Absolute improvements. Couple suggestions. So we're going to move forward with those improvements. And really excited. The Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast merch coming soon. Real soon. However, it's sold out. Every one that's been ordered and is going to be made is spoken for at this point.
Greg, I forgot to let you know. I have to get rid of one of my blank ones because Bill wanted one. He told me today he found out by Jose, my boss.
You know what?
So I'm going to give him mine.
I don't know if I like Bill, actually. Bill's got heat with me. He ain't exactly been the best boss to the Texans.
Well, yeah, you're right. Well, wait, whoa. But guys, our interviewees on the line. They're on the line, man. And I've been waiting all day for this. I've been waiting all week for this, actually. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Capital Vices. What's going on, brothers?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, what's happening, brother? Can you hear us? Check mic 1-2.
Loud and clear, brothers. We can hear you. We live.
Hold on.
I just
want to
make sure because we've had some technical difficulties over the last couple of days. So now that I've got some mic time, look, Jason's trying to cut in because he had it all last time. But now we've got some things that are on the mic and rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling. Rolling thunder.
If I'm allowed to speak real quick, I would love to. This is Jason, by the way. So, all right, first off, all day long, I've been cleaning out his garage for him. He made me do that, or I was going to get in trouble. So I've been working on his garage all day long.
Get it done.
Oh, boy.
And then, furthermore, after that, I get on here expecting him not to be on here because he never knows how technology works. So the fact that you have both Capital Vices on here, man, that's a blessing to me, man.
Oh, it's always a blessing to have you guys on. You already know, and I can't wait till you guys come back to the D because we're going to have some more wild nights, brothers, and we're going to have to stay up late. We're going to have to pull the Ric Flair hours.
So, y'all
keep talking about staying up late. That's our normal hours, brother.
So here's the thing.
Well,
when I get on this podcast, I wanted to figure out, we've talked about who we are. We've talked about what we've done. I think it's kind of important with the new year, getting through COVID and all these different things, that we talk about what's next for us.
Let's hear it. It's always been
Well, it's a couple of different things. Let's talk about Detroit first. Well, this will be a three-headed monster. We'll talk about Detroit first. I'll talk about this one. Brandon talk about the second one. The third one we'll both talk about. All right. First one's going to be Detroit. Detroit's always been home to me. It's always somewhere that's meant a lot to me, especially on the wrestling scene. Every company up there has a special place in my heart. But as you know with us, we travel a lot and we do a lot of things. Well, 2021, I'm making Detroit a purpose, a mission. Every month you're going to see Vices there. Every month. Every month. We're coming for tag belts. We're coming for the number one spot in every company. We're not going to be there for an appearance and just show up. Right now, I'm telling you, in 2021, we're a problem for anybody in Michigan. Anybody. Anybody. And that's a bet. Because here's the deal. You know, we tiptoed in the waters a little bit. But now with everything being taken away from everybody up there, with all the wrestling being dry because of COVID, things being shut down, everybody's hungry and thirsty and ready to go. Well, we're down here. Nothing stopped for us. So here we come. We're going to come right up there, 2021, punch them motherfuckers right in the mouth. And that's a fact, Jack. So now let's go to topic two. Go ahead and tell them about it, Brandon. WrestleMania will be three. You tell them about number two. Tell them what we got going on next.
Well, all right. So here's the deal, and what it really comes down to is like this. Like he said, he's astonished and amazed that the both of us are on this same podcast at the same time because technology. Because I'm an old man and things happen, and sometimes you know they don't always work in my favor when it comes to technology. But here's something that is working in our favor right now. I mean, the plain and simple fact is that we are geared up and ready for whatever is brought to us right now, and we. You know, he talked about these people that are young and hungry or whatever. I mean, to be honest, I think right now we're probably a little bit hungrier than we've ever been before. You know, we don't want to start talking about our past because guess what? This is round two for us. This is not our first time on your podcast. So anybody that's listening to us right now has already heard us the first time before. So there's no way we want to duplicate what we've already given you. The same thing that we do in the ring. There's no way we're going to duplicate what we give to you from night one to night two. So what we're going to talk about a little bit more in this time frame is what we're doing going forward. And going forward, you know, we've just got this energy. We've got this drive. I mean, plain and simple, that's what it is. You know, we realize we're a little bit smarter than some of these people that may be young and hungry. We're a little bit old and hungry. We realize that there is a time frame that's left for us, and we realize that there's a time that we have to get our shit done. And right now is that time. I mean, we are hitting it on all cylinders. There's no doubt about it. There's not a single tag team that you can name me right now that we can't get in the ring with one-on-one. And I'm talking about all pillars. I don't give a damn if you're talking about AEW, if you're talking about WWE, if you're talking about MLW. I don't care. We don't care. We are ready for any and every tag team out there. So all we want to do right now is we're going to talk about the future and what we have going on for us. And to be honest, because I am that old man that doesn't know technology, Jason's the guy to talk to for that future. He's the guy that I go to be like, hey, brother, where are we at this week? Where are we at next week? That's all I can do, you know what I'm saying? Because he's the guy that he's on the knowledge. He knows all I can do is wake up and try just to be a little bit like a Christ brother every day.
So here's what we're going to talk about. So we're going to talk about two things real quick, then I'm going to let you guys, I'm going to turn it over. I'm sorry we're hijacking this. But I got two things I want to
lay out. Let it go. We're having fun.
All right, so
this is your show. This is your time.
Cool. First thing is, you know, talk about energy and talk about moving forward. I did this little thing where I sat down with Kofi Kingston and Chris Hero, and we sat down. We talked for like 4 hours about the direction of the business, and it was cool because, you know, you have this guy at main event at WrestleMania. You have the best unsigned talent and free agent, Chris Hero. Then you have this indie guy, me, you know, and talking about all of our different aspects of things really sharpened my tools and really made me think big picture. So I started really getting grounded, and I really started thinking about things and direction, what we want to do. I think about last year, and I think about how momentum stopped briefly for us. It stopped for maybe a month. A lot of people, this shit stopped for a year. That period of time, while COVID wasn't happening, we wrestled on TV. We
still
traveled everywhere.
Still stop.
But I'm going to tell you what did stop. We worked so hard, and this is a story that we haven't got to tell in full detail, but we worked so hard. When I say so hard, I'm going to say probably 5 years, but 1 year of straight nothing but working to run at WrestleMania. And when we were doing that, it was going to be the collective thing where we rented a building and we rented it every night to different people. And by the time we were done with the groundwork we laid, We had a venue. We had a brewery, alcohol distributor. We had cups. We had promotion. We had talent. I mean, the things we were trying to do, the people we had, Brandon had Nick Hogan DJing, for Christ's sake. I mean, the things we just had set up for this event and moving forward, and it all got shut down because of COVID, really was a crazy breaking point. I personally think this is a joke. I understand it's a joke, haha. But I seriously think that shit broke Brandon mentally. Like, you know how, like, he's like the crazy character in the ring?
No doubt.
Where he runs around and slides around the ring and he's crazy? Well, I'll be 100% honest with you. I feel like the day that this shit broke, he just went off the fucking deep end, and he's been in Hawaii since mentally. Not physically. Everything's fine. We're still great. But that shit broke him. So I was like, man, I don't want him. He's like Shawn Michaels. I want him to find his smile. But
that's right. I went out to go find my smile. It's been rough on me. WrestleMania, you can't take that away from me or any wrestling fan. It's obscene.
Bigger picture, when I saw the logo and I saw the date, I know we had to run. So we've had a lot of wheels turning, and a lot of people reached out. We've reached out to a lot of people. Everybody's gung-ho. Not everybody's going to be running like they normally do. We have to deal with a multitude of things. Before we think, I mean, okay, obviously we're thinking, and, you know, we're partnered up with a couple people, you know. A couple big things are happening. We have some big announcements. But I can't make none of those with the fact of the matter not being the building's waiting on their word from their executive board to see if it's okay. The amount of people we can have. Then we need to figure out if we're doing inside or outside. We need to figure out the guidelines. I mean, there's so many little things that's going to be played into this bigger than just wrestling. Last year we were fighting on how do we get a big crowd. Now, fuck, how do we get a building? So, anyway, we're in the process of doing that. But it's going to be bigger and better because we have to. And it's going to be for streaming purposes. I want a car full of Michigan guys come down and represent and just fucking show the world what they're capable of because I see it now. I talk to so many guys from up there just branching out and ready to go because things have shut down out there and they've looked outside of that proverbial state line. And I'm so happy for that because I love my brothers up there. And that's what made me get even more hungry to come back up there. So it's like, it's crazy, man. I feel like this year is going to be really special. And I feel like me and him are in a really good place. And I feel like we're so successful right now. It's just keep moving forward and just keep building. I mean, we have like 3 new sets of gear, all kinds of new themes, music on deck. I mean, it's insane what we're working on. But it's just like, ah, man. You know, some things are just bigger than others, and it's just the build, the anticipation, and just waiting and moving and plotting and scheming every day, man. My job, I swear to God, I got banker hours on moving and plotting and scheming and calling and working. I'm not just – this shit ain't just show up on the weekend and wrestle for 10 minutes. You know, most guys that do this have shoot jobs. I'll be honest with you. You know, me and Brandon have a couple businesses, and you know, we stay busy. But we put a lot of time into wrestling, man, on a daily basis. If I had to go work somewhere 9 to 5, there's no way I could be successful at wrestling the way I am because the amount of drive, time, and effort we put into it. Fortunately, we have, you know, we have other our hands in other businesses, you know, Brandon with 18, all kinds of things. Money's money because he's money. You know, property's all over the place. But the point of this is we got one mission, you know, and it's to be the best tag team in pro wrestling. And I don't even know what that means, what company that we're working for, what night, what city we're in, but we're willing to go the extra mile. But there are certain places that reign supreme to us, and that's Michigan and WrestleMania. So that's 2 big focuses, especially this first quarter for us. So that's kind of tunnel vision for us.
Man, lost for words, but I'm telling you, man, if I have to make my way, scrape my way and use my fucking – my vacation hours, I'm going to be down there when you guys run those shows because I miss you guys, and I know you guys come to Michigan a lot, but it's my turn to visit you guys, and I'm pretty sure Greg would be right along with us. But, man, I would love to be there with you guys because I know you guys, to me, are one of the best tag teams I've seen in my whole life. And, man, I love you guys, and I'm not just saying that, but, man, you guys bring something different and some different energy to the ring and some different to the whole wrestling community. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling the fire that you guys are having right now, and I'm loving it, man.
I appreciate
it. I was
going to
bring up the new gear. I didn't know you had three new gears.
Yeah, man, you know. I mean, we working, we cooking. I mean, somebody tell. So here's the thing. This podcast is where I can get everybody against Brandon on my side. That's all I'm doing is plotting and scheming to get everybody in the world against Brandon.
He can try. There's only a certain percentage of the world out there that gets behind the evil, and there's a certain percentage that gets behind the good.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. We got this three sets of gear, but he's holding us up because he can't get the right jacket or the right pair of pants. That's all we're waiting on. So it's 3.5 sets of gear.
But you see, this is where Jason steps in, and he's that guy that's thinking like, you know, look, first of all, when it comes to wrestling, this is not a game of fucking checkers, plain and simple. And if you're playing checkers, then you are not in the right game. This is a game of chess. So I will give him the props when props are needed, and I will say that when it came to the game of chess, he is definitely there because – this motherfucker likes to think 5 gears ahead of time. However, to be fair, we haven't even debuted what I would consider our hottest gear. So, like, I'm sitting back looking at this video that we put out that I think we need a little bit more views on, and I'm thinking, man, this is the hottest gear we have. And Jason's already like, hey, man, let's not forget, I got this other stuff over here. It's fuchsia or fucking whatever it is that he Gucci print
hey,
or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm old.
Hey,
remember, don't forget, I'm the old guy. I don't know this.
Listen, man.
I don't know this.
So I hope this podcast gets this. This is a teachable moment. I have these at times. And I don't want – if you get complacent, then you're fucking donezo. And my gear, my music – you know what else I do? You know what else I do? I make sure that every set of gear I have matching boots. I have matching music. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be ahead of the proverbial curb. This is how I work, Daddy.
That's how it does. And then
I'm walking right now, and I see James Mikey Banker walking around with his ESPN shorts or his ESPN pants. He's so happy. Listen to him listening to a little bit of Monster. Mikey Banker just jamming. I'm back here trying to get some work done, clean a room. There's Mikey Banker jamming.
My friends out there, question. Shut up, Brandon. I'm trying to talk to them. Listen, I got to ask you guys a serious question.
What's that, brother?
How much do you guys enjoy watching Mikey Banker wrestle when he comes up with this? His energy's through the
roof.
Dude,
I'm a huge Mikey fan.
Man, that's my dude. That's my guy. Mikey's my guy.
Out of all you guys, my son Gregory, Mikey, out of your whole group, is his favorite. He's just always took to Mikey for some reason. That's so funny. I was going to bring that up when you brought up Mikey, like, man, my son Gregory, my oldest, man, he's a Mikey guy.
So let me tell you something I've learned in the past 2 weeks. You know, I wear many hats being in this wrestling business, and one of them that I proudly wear and I actually have tattooed on my skin is Crab. That's the company that me and Brandon own. That runs in Maryland, Virginia. Well, we run everywhere, but we're based out of Richmond, Virginia, in Southern Maryland. And, you know, I've took a survey as of recent about the roster and the talent that I'm building. And just can't – everybody always says nice things, y'all. We love Vices. We love your guys. But the one name that nobody can keep out of their mouth is Mikey Banker. And I'm going to tell you something. I saw him wrestle last weekend in PA at a set of tapings. New gear, lost weight, fresh haircut, new ring music. And I heard this weekend, this Saturday, and at a set of tapings, he's got the biggest opportunity of his life. So at this time, I'm pretty sure Brandon can get Mikey Banker on his podcast right now, and we could probably talk to him.
Bring him on.
If you'd like to do that as a bonus.
I can't promise anything.
Mikey fucking Baker. That's my dog.
All I can do is
bring him on to the radar.
Oh, look, he may have been so embarrassed he may have left the house.
Oh, man.
You know what? Here you go. The one and only. I don't care about. Oh, wait. You know what he's doing right now, guys? I want to let you know what he's doing. So I'm going to let this guy make a decision. He is pointing at his phone. And when I look at the phone, it says Western Union. So he's either going to stop this Western Union call right now and talk to this podcast because he knows he's a wrestling man. So you know what he did? He hung up. And I'm going to pass them on to you. Here he is, the one, the only, Mikey, a banker.
Welcome to the podcast.
Mikey Banker, what's going on with Championes?
What's going on, brother? Can you hear me? What's up, man?
Yes, sir. Man, we're great. Can't wait to see you again, boss.
Yeah, me too,
Thank you for
gracing
the show.
Oh, no worries, man. Yeah,
how's the dollar roll working for you, Mikey?
Say again, boss?
How's the dollar roll working for you? Were you able to perfect
that? Oh, it's looking pretty well for me, you know. It's relaxing.
Every time I bring it up, it took me a while
to figure it out, but don't you worry, I figured it out. FIO.
You FIO? Oh,
man, every time. Every time I bring you guys up, my oldest son, my 18-year-old, he brings up you. When I bring up the Vikings, he's like, What about Mikey? Is Mikey going to be there? And he asked about the show. I'm like, yeah, we got the Vikings again. And he's like, is Mikey going to be there? I'm like, yeah, probably not. So he'll definitely have to catch this one in the archive because Mikey fucking Baker has graced us with his presence.
On the rated R, man. We're glad to have him on.
Thank you. I appreciate all the love. Thank you so much, man. No, man, I appreciate y'all, man, for letting me come on here. I was out here trying to figure out. First of all, I was not calling Western Union. I was calling my job, but who cares about all that stuff right there? But thank you guys so much, man. I appreciate the love and everything. Thank you so much, man.
Let me ask you a question before you get off this line, Mikey. Let me ask a question.
Okay.
So, rumor is, this weekend, something that you don't know, I heard you had the biggest opportunity of your career. Are you ready for this weekend?
I mean, I am fired up this weekend. I've been in the gym. I've been busting my ass in the gym. I've been trying to get my mile run down from being 12 minutes down to 10 minutes to drop it down a little bit.
What'd you do today, baby?
I did.
Tell them how you did the mile today. What'd you hit that mile today?
My mile today was 10:06, and I've been sitting there.
Holy shit.
Getting myself mentally
nice.
Ready for it. This is something real big I've been waiting for since I was 17 years old. And your
mile 1 month ago was 15 minutes.
Yeah, 1 month. Like, a couple months ago was 15 minutes, and I was super tired. 1 month ago. And, like, right now in my head, I'm still trying to figure out, like, this stuff feels like it's still a dream. And, like, how I feel right now is just, like, super excited. I'm ready to give me, like, instead of giving it, well, everybody giving the basic, oh, I'm going to give it 110%. I'm going to give it 120%. Screw all that. I'm going to give it 1,000% because this is what I want. This is my dream, and this is the place I want to be, you know?
Nice.
So what can you tell us about this big opportunity?
Well, what's
coming up on Saturday?
So here's what's going on, guys. You know, we're
yeah,
rebuilding,
we need more detail.
Listen, we have one thing we're battling here. The state we're in and the two states that we do business in are shut down for all combat sports. So now we've turned it to the point of taping. So what's happening is stuff won't be live. It'll be edited and it'll be passed out to the masses soon because it's not going to just be something that we do. We have a deal where all of our crab library, if you want to see all of our big crab shows, you can go to IWTV. That's where all the footage is. It's perfect footage, great commentary, and it tells the story of crab. But now moving forward, we need all kinds of different platforms.
You know, we don't want to do Facebook Live. We don't want to do that. We want to have stuff edited and presented properly. So we're having a couple of big opportunities this weekend, some big tapings, and when everything comes out, we'll get it. We'll make sure we let you guys announce how and where to see it, you know. So
thank you.
We got some things that's cooking, man. We just can't tell everybody right now.
Quite frankly,
working, you know what I mean?
Professionals deserve to be paid. You brought up the editing and shit, man. You put on a good professional show. You're paying professionals a professional rate. You're editing your show. I mean, that's worth something, man. You know? It's absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2021, is it worth $70? Maybe not. But it has a value, and people are willing to pay it. I absolutely wholeheartedly believe that.
You know, and I think in order to build that rapport with people, sometimes content has to be given out for free, and it's not so much the fact of the matter of charging right away. It's more about getting the product in people's houses. Huh?
Right.
And, it's just what I'm saying is it's about getting to that plateau, big shows, big opportunities. It's just, you know, everybody got to build, you know, especially, and I don't even mean like, I don't mean that in the sense of everybody has to build like certain places. I mean, everybody, because of COVID, has to rebuild the structure of the way they bring fans in and what they give the fans.
Yeah, I agree. We've seen a lot of promotions do complete resets of their titles. We've seen that dealt with in a lot of ways, but and a lot of our fans, I mean, I'll be very blunt. I know of people that I've been going to shows with for years that I haven't seen since the pandemic. They had to make a decision what they felt was best and safest for their families, and some people have chosen to stop going to shows. I understand, like you said, man, it's a rebuild for everyone. Look at WWE, even their TV ratings are shit.
And you don't even have to make like this whole like campaign of this is a reset or we got to reset wrestling, because this shit's happening automatically. It's like if you don't adapt and overcome and learn how to work a different way and change your style, then I'm not going to keep talking about it. I'll just say it one more time. But it's like the biggest opportunity I had in 2020 was in front of no fans. So if I ever thought in a million years that's how I'd get that opportunity, wrong. So at that point in time, I was fine with it and I loved it. But it's just like that's – if the business is going to be different, I'm going to be whatever the business needs me to be. You know what I mean?
I'd also like to say in response to a comment you made earlier about not doing the same, there were multiple times last summer that I've seen you 2-3 times in one weekend – and never seen any fucking thing y'all did that resembled anything else y'all did. And that's a compliment to you. You guys did with no ropes, with DTA, stole the fucking show, in my opinion. And then the way
it
went down at the end and then it evolved into another match, you're just, dude, that's good, entertaining shit. And beyond that, it was good wrestling. Awesome wrestling.
And I hate to cut you off, and I hate to be the hijacker of the show, but I have to put this out there, man. I have to put this out there. Like, literally, like, I don't want to sit here and, like, figure out the time frame, but I can tell you for over 10 years I've been having matches. And that match with DTA, first of all, from start to finish, absolutely amazing. I can't put these guys over enough. I can't tell you. Well, I can, because I'm telling you right now, that match is, there's no doubt it's going to be in the top 10 in my life forever in history. And that's including future matches. That's how much I want to put
it up
on top of that, Roger.
Agree with them, man, because you know what? These life matter, damn it.
These lives matter, damn it. That's right.
Yo.
That's right. Hey look,
man,
we
I'm
had an awesome right. match with – Go ahead, Jay. I'm going
to
let him take him over. I just want
to
say that match right there, I can't put over enough one of my favorites in top 10.
Yeah.
I can't put over enough either.
With Tommy and Jack, those guys are magic, right? And that's kind of the reason we want to go back to Michigan, because there's so many great guys up there. But in that moment, the way that you just explained that,
That's all I wanted the crowd to feel, because that's what we felt. And it's like, I'll never forget how sad I was. All right, so wait. First off, how excited I was to work them, and then how sad I got when there was no ropes. And then, like, the magic we built was more palpable and more important to me in my life without the ropes than if we would have had a good match with the ropes. And the thing about it is I think that shit will be forever. But, like, not only that, just, like, these trips have been so magical with the work and the quality of talent we're around, we're in the ring with. So that's why Michigan is so important to us, because it sharpens us. It makes us better. You know, good entertaining shit where you see something different from us every night. Whatever you need from us, we'll give you. I promise that.
That level of creativity, second to nothing I've ever fucking seen before. Like you said, you didn't plan to come there and wrestle a match with no ropes.
It was creative, and it was fucking badass, because you guys didn't expect that. You guys weren't expecting that the whole day, you know what I'm saying?
And that match had everything. Like you said, the Bees Lives Matter spot. It had comedy. It had good wrestling. It had, you know, drama. It was, dude, I agree. I will never forget that match as long as I live.
Me neither.
You know,
I got it on the YouTube.
Bees Lives Matter and the comedy and drama. And I want everyone to know right here, right now, none of that shit was scripted. None of that
right.
shit
no, it couldn't
was fucking
have been.
Thought
that's
in the back
have been,
of
that's
all
sorry,
of that shit was
felt
by what
y'all
we
were
given by the audience that was given to us, plain and simple.
Y'all
don't
were
get
around.
And, I mean,
we gotta,
if it was scripted.
Hold on, we got to see the winners versus the losers match, too. We got to make that happen also. We can't forget
it
about
happened.
That.
You were in the hospital, Dana. It happened. Yeah.
It did.
Oh, shit.
And that match was
God
fire,
damn
too.
It. I missed it.
Yeah, I missed it,
but
too, though. I ain't going to lie. But that's the one match on that next TKW show that I wanted to see. My wife had just come out of the hospital that day, and Day-Day had just went in the hospital. It was a messed up time. But, yeah, the winners versus the losers did happen. And, Neil, like you said, about scripted. If that was scripted, where the fuck do you book a B at?
Right.
How do you book a B? I mean,
y'all were with us all day the day before and all that day. So y'all know that's not the shit we were talking. Like, we didn't see them all day. Like, we don't know what the fuck's going to happen. We didn't know there's going to be no ropes. You know what I'm saying? That shit literally happened 20 minutes before the show started.
Yep. Oh, and let me tell you guys, both of you guys, my niece loves your guys as the promo the most out of everybody. She loves you guys, dude. Nappy loves the shit out of you guys, man.
Thanks, man.
She cuts it
really
hard.
So, I'm pretty sure you can make it official. I'm pretty sure we're coming to do business in Michigan the weekend of February 20th.
Yes.
Dude,
yeah.
You already know what's the deal. You guys know the deal. We know the drill.
Joe Ranta, we are there February 20th. Mark it in your calendar.
I'm doing
Joe
it right
Ranta,
now.
A friend of mine, man.
February
20th. That guy's a phenomenal photographer.
You can't come to Michigan without getting that photographer on your show. Plain and simple. Blast out to you.
That's how we
head
do
drop,
it.
Shout out to
we're
Head Drop Productions.
So much fun.
And
we're
going to
eat
Ranta.
So much food.
That's what I'm about. Let's get it.
That's all I'm about. Let's get it. That's
we
right.
We're going to hit that 3 Nicks, or we're going to hit somewhere else. We're going to eat.
So you mentioned a few minutes ago, reminded me of something, Sim. You mentioned up and down the road. And me and Day-Day were just talking about this. Are you some kind of fucking disaster magnet, brother?
So,
Jesus Christ.
Here's the thing about all this. It's always the most random, crazy shit, man.
And
like,
you're always in the middle of it.
You've seen here in Detroit, you've seen the lady, you saved the lady's life and pulled her out of her car when she fell off the freeway as we were on our way to go eat after the show.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what happened on Sunday. I'm in the house.
That's what I'm bringing up.
I know. I'm back in my room, and my girl comes back in, and she's like, Hey, there's a car wrecked outside. I'm like, all right, man, go on. I'm football game when I got money for betting. She's like, no, Jason, you need to come out here. Look at this. I go out there. That shit's literally flipped outside my front door upside down. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, where's the people? They're like, oh, they're gone. My neighbor's like, you ain't hear nothing? I'm like, no, nigga, I didn't.
Nope.
Like, what the fuck?
Jesus.
Yeah. And then the drama at the hotel. It's unbelievable. Never a dull moment around the Capitol Vices.
I love it.
You never know.
I love it.
Man, I can't. I marked it on my calendar, so I'll make sure, man. We about to eat. We about to take some shots. Man, we about to. Oh, I can't wait. We're going to have another night.
Yeah,
man. Like always.
Hey, I'm not much for shots. I'm more for driving.
You're talking about eating, I need to know. Like, is there anything else that's hopping and popping? Look, I was there a couple weeks ago, and I ain't scared to say it's kind of a sad state right now. What's going on in Michigan, man? It's bad stuff. You can't go inside.
Have you guys had lefties yet? Have you guys had lefties yet? It's a Boa State and Holy Place. Burner.
Oh, no, I need that. Is everything open up there now?
No, well, it's going to open on February 1st, so Sunday, they're opening everything.
Oh,
that was
up. Boy. That's
how
did
it get excited?
Yep. So we about to have fun, fellas. They about to open. We about to have fun.
How's the weather up there?
It's cold as fuck right now. It's cold as fuck.
No snow.
Michigan's unpredictable. It was hot the other day. It was kind of hot the other day. It was like almost 40-something degrees. And now it's fucking icy and everything over here.
I woke up this morning.
Y'all had any snow yet?
You said what?
You had any snow yet?
Yeah, have you had snow yet?
Yeah, we got snow right now. We're actually, it's not a lot, but it's cold. And we got a little bit of snow. And it's icy as fuck on the roads.
So I woke up this morning. I was like, for me, I wake up. The first thing I do, well, all right. So I'm gonna take this from. I'm gonna steal a little line real quick. The first thing I do is I spend 5 minutes with myself. I wake up in the morning, and I check in with myself before I check in with the world. So, I check in with myself. For 5 minutes, I wake up. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm awake now. What do I do? Somebody laying beside me don't want to wake them up. Think about it for a moment. And then I go in and decide, all right, I'm a very regular guy. So I enjoy myself for the first part of the morning. And then I think and then I ponder. What do I ponder?
Jesus.
Who the fuck is that talking? Who the fuck is that telling a horrible story?
What do I ponder?
I want to know who the hell that was. That's a horrible fucking story.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Story. What do I ponder?
Jesus Christ. But yeah,
who was
man.
That?
That wasn't me. I don't know.
Who was that? Who was that? It was so great. I enjoyed it so much.
That had to be Brandon. This old ass tells a story that nobody fucking knows or cares about.
Man, sure. But yeah, like I said, I marked my calendar. And we're going
to
have the biggest
tell
fucking hoagie.
Dude,
have you had Superman? Hey, have you had Superman ice cream, cheesecake yet?
No, what's that?
Superman,
oh,
the ice cream.
Hold
super.
On.
You know Superman ice cream?
Yeah, wait, is it? Did they got it at Captain J's?
No, not Captain J's.
Right.
Lefties.
Oh, no. I thought I had the Superman cheesecake at Captain J's.
When I think of Superman cheesecake, I think about that
cheesecake. It's got like a multiple colors, and one of them's red.
I'll try
the red,
any
the blue,
cake.
Or the yellow.
You never know where we're going on here. I mean, we're talking about everything from traffic to wrestling to cheesecake. This is your, you know.
I love it. Or Brandon Littell almost ordered no payoff.
Well, who needs payoff? Now, speaking about cheesecake.
Thank you. Yeah, fuck a hot dog and a handshake. Give me a cheesecake.
Give
there you go. Give me a
cheesecake.
Hashtag give me a cheesecake.
See, the only problem with that is
time.
I don't
pound
eat hot dogs nowhere else except in wrestling, and I'm accustomed to getting paid with them, so I'm kind of used to hot dogs now. That's when I intake them.
There you go.
That's fine.
Sorry,
yeah, there you
go. Mikey Baker, what did he say? That's taken care of.
I wouldn't want to know
what
it was.
I don't even know what that means.
So, you know, another thing, actually, I didn't get around to asking him was if Mikey Baker has any goals on, you know, opponents or championships he has his eye on around here.
You know, I was most of the time I go with the flow a lot with it, and I like figuring out, like going into shows, trying to get myself better, and all that. So team said I feel like it would make me get better. Be Logan. Another person I feel like would be a great person for me to work. It would be like, who knows? You gotta think about this, man. I never thought about it for a while. To be honest with you. But the one person, but I can definitely tell you on my top of my list, one person that I really want to wrestle, and I've been sitting here begging Jason and Money Green and trying to make their magic work. Would have to be one of my favorite people, Steven Rivera.
Really?
There's a lot of stuff I feel like I can learn against Steven Rivera, and I feel like he's a great guy, a great vet.
I love to see Rivera get his ass beat.
I love it, too.
That'd be Steven Rivera, and, you know, Endless Hightower as well, too. I've been in one match with him against the Mices as well, against them. Very hard competitor to work against, and somebody I feel like he's also a real good contender in the independent scene in Detroit as well. And like I said, I'm only 22 years old, and I want right now my goal. Screw you, Brandon. I want to sit here and learn how to, you know, become a better professional wrestler. How to be a better professional wrestler is to go out and face the best of the best. And how I feel now, I need to face the best.
Mikey, I got pictures of you from a show 2 years ago at Rouge Day at the fair.
Oh,
I believe, didn't you tell
me
that was like one of your first matches, right?
Oh, no. That's my first matches in Detroit.
In Detroit. That's what it was.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I remember
just recently. I got to get them sent to you,
remember,
man.
If I remember correctly, that's the one against Soul Taker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who?
Soul Taker.
Who?
I believe so.
God dang it. I ain't saying it. I ain't saying it.
Go ahead. Be proud.
I want to say it.
You have your magic against James.
I ain't saying it.
Be proud.
Soul Taker.
No lives matter.
No lives matter.
No souls matter.
That's what it is. My bad. No souls matter.
No.
How it goes.
I'm sorry, no. Who was it, James?
Soul Taker.
So, hey, let me ask you guys a question. Would you guys have...
You owe him a receipt, Mikey.
Say again, boss?
I said you owe Soul Taker a receipt, actually.
I need my soul back.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
And then, Tim, you were starting to say something?
I'll say, what you guys got going on up there? What shows are coming up next? I know Rivera's got one on...
Horrorslam's coming up, I think, on the 20-something.
Horrorslam is going to announce a date in February. As you guys know, I'm good friends with Briar Wellington and Rachel, the you know, promoters of Horror Slam. So when they had announced they had a February date, I never, all the friends I have, I never want to know what's going to happen. But somebody like, hey, what's the deal? Where is it going to be at? What's going on? You know? But, yeah, and I also happen to know that Rivera has a date coming real soon. Metro Pro has a date coming real soon that they've they're promoting right now and announcing. But it's kind of, these shows are going to be indoors. They I'm not cut out for the cold. I don't think anybody's really trying to wrestle outside in this shit. So I need to, you know. As Mr. Rivera would say, FIO.
I'm going to try to wrestle outside in this cold. And that's Mikey Banker. That's it. Fuck yeah, it was the cold weather. Give me a glass of cold water, a glass of ice, and put it in my feet and tell me let's go do a match. 20-minute match. Let's do it. Iron Man.
Hell yeah.
Mikey fucking Baker. Brother.
The championes.
And I kid you not, Mike, you are my 18-year-old son's favorite wrestler. He's newer to, that was actually his first show that he went to, and he met you, and, you know, and as a person, he really liked you, too. You really had a good impression on him, but, yeah, you know, it's, well, yeah, he's like, man, my boy Mikey,
here's a real fast fact. Let me tell you something. First of all, anybody on this podcast right now, are you parents? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I'm about to be. For the first time.
Okay. All right. So we got yes and about to be for the first time. So we know the about to be the first time is coming soon. For the yes answer, how old?
11 and 18. And I have a granddaughter coming in July.
My God. Congratulations. So let me tell you something real quick, real fast. I went to high school with this young man's father.
Wow, Mikey.
I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that. That's how we're going to leave it.
Hold on. I got something. I got something to add to that. So at one point in time, Brandon and him were real close living in Richmond, Virginia, where Brandon was training, and he brought him and to a show to watch him wrestle. Brandon brought his friend James Butler Sr. to the show to watch him wrestle, and he brought his son. And I just so happened to be on that
Richmond.
Show. Yeah, in Richmond. And I just so happened to be on that show, and I threw a bottle of water, and it hit a little kid in the face. And the little kid hit in the face was James Butler when he was just a little snot-nosed kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's such a cool story.
Yeah, man, I got hit in the face with a water bottle as a kid. I was so excited. I was like, holy shit, look at these two dudes coming out in the ring. I'm so excited. Then Jason had today drinking his water, goes to my face. I was like, yo, fuck that guy. I get older, I'm gonna fuck his ass up. Hey, Brandon. He's never done it. He swears by it, but he's never done it. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, maybe you can challenge him to a death match at Horror Slam, Mikey.
Do you remember that show that you brought him to?
I do. I remember him being a young baby, 16-year-old kid.
Jesus. But, guys, I hate to cut it short. Hey, you guys, I'm inviting you guys back right now, even if it's on the 20th of February. Because we're out of time.
Corrected.
You guys already know. When you guys come to Michigan, you already know what the deal is. You guys already know what the deal is when you're around me.
Yes,
you already
sir.
Know.
And this is a day off. I mean,
it's
you
over.
Can talk to
the
Capital
game,
Vices
game is over.
Once
you know,
a month
you guys
and always
both.
Have
you guys
fresh content.
You guys mean everything to me. You guys, I told you guys first about my son. One of the very first people I told about my son coming out. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for you guys to meet my son. You guys mean so much to me in life, dude. Besides this wrestling stuff, you guys mean so much to me, dude. And I can't wait for you guys to come back.
Yes, I love you, brother.
Love you
I
want to
thank
too,
you guys
guys
again.
I hate to cut it short, but stay tuned, guys, for the gorilla position with Keith Ann and the Macho Girl.
Wait.
just a moment. And I hate to be that guy, and maybe I'm killing too much time. However, I will admit that I kind of tuned in a few minutes early to when we were supposed to be on for an interview. And I happened to hear some people talking about Leo. So if I don't mind, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to take a couple more minutes of your time. I mean, I don't want to be the guy that goes over in the extra time. I don't want to be the guy that's like 6:05 on TBS going over to 6:09. But I would like to possibly bring a little bit of interest to your last few minutes of this podcast. Jason, are you still with me?
Unfortunately.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. So here it is, you know, because it's a simple fact. It's a simple fact. Jason and I believe that we are simply the best unsigned talent in the industry. Now, I'm not saying we're going to go on in the future by creating a hashtag of any sorts of way, because I'm an old man. And I don't know how to make this broadcasted to the rest of the world. I really don't. I really don't. So I'm coming to you right here, right now, to try and help us broadcast the fact that we are the very tag team in the industry that's unsigned. So I want to kind of go out into the fact and figure out.
Listen, hold on. Let me cut you off right there. Let me cut you off right there. Martez, we got to make this happen. Martez,
okay.
My producer, my dude, Martez,
yeah.
My brother. We got to make this heard everywhere. We got to get this somewhere. We got to get this done.
All right. You got some more time.
No.
Wait.
We got to make this heard everywhere. We got to put this. I'm going to put this out on the internet. Everything. We got to do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
go ahead, brother Jason.
Yeah, definitely.
We're sorry, brother. But, yeah, go ahead, Jason. Finish off. And go ahead, Brandon. Go ahead, you guys. You guys got the floor. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. They call her still on. I don't know what happened.
Hold it, where is that? I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
And I was curious if he was talking about Leo Rush or Leon Ruff. That's kind of what we were talking about before. Do you know Leon Ruff personally? Is he from Detroit, Sam?
I don't know.
Because, man, I ain't never heard of the guy till he won the NXT North American Championship. I'm just saying. I mean, I've been around the indies for a few years. And, I mean, if I didn't see you wrestle, I heard somebody talk about you. I have hundreds of wrestler friends on Facebook. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like I would have heard of you.
Right.
I mean, the guy's a phenomenal talent, though.
We lost both of those guys. I don't know if they hung up or they got disconnected, but we lost
Martez, thank you for the extra time, man. And thank you to the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost.
We're
going to
have them guys back on the
Talk
show
Radio.
Soon, you guys. Martez, we got to make that heard. We got to make that heard. We got to make it because mark your calendar, Martez. February 20th. I mark my calendar. We're gonna have fun.
Hey, I'm with it. And then, like you said, we gotta make that happen. Get the message out there about them. I'm down with it, man.
Cause that's something that can, you know, bring a win to our whole thing. We gotta make that happen.
Yes, sir.
They could be the greatest unsigned talent in professional wrestling right now, straight up.
Yeah,
and,
but guys, thanks
my
for the Macho Ghost and Steve Aarons for the Gorilla Position, only on Open Talk Radio. Blast. It was fun. Next week, We will have Teddy Hart on the show.
Wow.
Teddy Hart
I'm
will
so
be
excited.
On Rated R Wrestling Podcast next week.
Wow. That's massive.
Wow.
Teddy Hart will be on the Rated R next week. So, guys, it's only going to get bigger and bigger over here on the Open Talk Radio 313, the Flash family. We love you guys. We'll see you guys next week with Teddy Hart.